Amen. Why don't you lift your hands and let's praise his holy name tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy, Jesus. God, we worship you. We praise you, God. Lord, we give you all the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I appreciate the choir. That was some good singing. Some great singing there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, the food today was amazing. Amen. I trust that every dish that you made just wanting it to be your best so that you're going to show appreciation to your pastor. That must have been a way it worked because it was awesome. Everything was good. Everything was just wonderful. The hall decorated beautifully. Amen. It was just a great day, and I appreciate Brother and Sister Hurst, don't you? Amen. Brother Brian and Sister Sarah. Praise Amen. God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, tonight is another service, and I know the Lord wants to help us tonight in this service. Amen. Praise God. Sister Ruth, amen. I don't think I'm going to be able to help you tonight. Huh? All right. Praise God. I know that just tears her up when I can't help her. Just tears her up.
Get to see all these Buckeye friends that we haven't seen in a little while, and just to get to be with you all, and it's been a blessing to us. And you know, it's like Paul writes in the New Testament, but it's a joy just to see you walking with the Lord. You know, just consistent, faithful, walking with God. You know, just seeing that you're dedicated, committed to the Lord and his work, and seeing these kids, you know, that was in the school with my kids, and now they're all grown up and having kids. But it blesses me. It really does. It encourages my spirit. It encourages my soul to see you walking with the Lord. And I just appreciate this church and what you've meant in our lives. And I appreciate the leadership of the church. I appreciate the direction that God is working in your lives. And this song, you all know this, I Can Pray, but I can't get away from it. I kept trying to think, oh, something else, something else, something else. But I just keep going back to it. I don't know what your situation is tonight, but I know that prayer changes things. And it never ceases to amaze me, the power of prayer. It's something that seems so simple and foolish to us because we just think we're saying words. Oh, but when we call out to our Lord, oh, hallelujah. Sometimes we just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He rushes to the aid of his people. Hallelujah. And I was thinking of so many different instances in Scripture that they just called to the Lord and he moved. Whether it was deliverance or healing or salvation or whatever it was. You know, I was just reading recent about how that Esau, when he met his brother Jacob, and how he was scared to death of that broken relationship, and how that God went before him and his brother opened his arms and hugged him. That was God. He didn't deserve it. He had done him wrong. But that's the power of prayer. Hallelujah. I don't know what your situation is tonight. Maybe it's a broken relationship. Maybe it's healing in your body. I don't know what it is, but I truly believe tonight that the Lord is here. And if we'll call out, he'll answer. You guys all know this. Sing with us. Hallelujah. Oh, you say that I'm not able. I'm too young or I'm too old. Oh, I can't sing or speak. No title do I hold. What can I do? I just want to do my part. I want to help the hurting with all of my heart. But I can pray till the walls come down. Till there's healing all around, that's something I can do. Oh, I can pray in my secret place, calling on your name, and something I
until the walls come down, till there's healing all around. There's something I can do.
Oh, and
I can pray in my secret place, calling on your name. There's something I can do.
I can pray.
Hallelujah. Oh, my child has shown no interest. My child has grown so far. I tried my best to reach him. His heart just seems so hard. What can I do? Oh God, to bring him back to you. My family's lost and dying, and my words not getting through. You can pray till the walls come down. I've seen it over and over that there's healing all around. Oh church, there's something we can do. Hallelujah. Oh, and I can pray in my secret place, calling on your name. There's something I can do. Oh, and I can pray. Let's sing it together.
I can pray until the walls come down, till there's healing all around. There's something I can do.
Hallelujah!
Oh, I can pray. Oh, in my secret place, calling on your name. There's something I can do. I can pray.
Shows no interest. Heart just seems so hard. Oh, I've tried my best to reach them. Their heart just seems so hard. What can I do? Oh, God, to bring them back to you. My family's lost and dying. God, my words not getting through. We can pray, yes we can,
until the walls come down.
Hallelujah!
Till there's healing all around. There's something I can do.
Hallelujah!
Oh, and I can pray in my secret place, calling on your name. There's something I can do. I can pray.
Sing it with us.
Oh, I can pray until the walls come down, till there's healing all around. There's something I can do.
Oh, and
I can pray in my secret place, calling on your name. Something I can do, and I can pray.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, just whisper, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Jesus, I need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Heaven's peace will flood your soul. Just whisper, Jesus. time.
Whisper, Jesus,
I need you, Jesus.
I need you, Jesus.
Heaven's peace.
Heaven's peace will flood your soul.
Whisper, Jesus.
Whisper, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, just whisper, Jesus.
I need you.
I need you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Heaven's peace. Oh, heaven's peace will flood your soul.
Whisper, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Whisper, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Can we worship him tonight? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God, I love you, Jesus. Lord, I praise you, God. I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. I thank God that he shows up to help us. Yes. Amen. I believe the Lord wants to touch somebody tonight.
Yes,
amen. If you don't mind, I'd just like to preach to you really briefly tonight. Amen. And give you a chance to get in the altar. Is that all right? Amen. Pick up your Bible and turn to the book of John with me. John chapter 5. John chapter 5. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord would like to help meet somebody's need tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John chapter 5, verse 2 is where I'd like to begin reading. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been in now in a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, God, we ask you, let your spirit come down in this place tonight. God, we ask you that you touch hearts and lives. God, that you'd come with healing. God, that you would come with power. That you would come, Lord Jesus, and move on our needs. And God, we'll give you the glory and we'll give you the praise for it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You can be seated if you like. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Down in Mexico, there's a little bitty town there by a name that I can't pronounce, which because it's kind of a Spanish name. But they have what they call there a little well that gives miraculous water. People waiting for a chance of a miracle, they line up and they often stretch for miles down an old dusty road in this little town. More than 10,000 people a day sometimes come to visit this well and take away a can or two of this famous miracle water that was said to have cured everything from AIDS to cancer and, listen to this, obesity and high cholesterol. Amen. That's what I've been needing, is a little bit of miracle water. Amen. Just a little bit. If you get the right water, it'll take care of all of it. All right? Amen. And so they line up for miles on a hot, dusty road, amen, down there just so they can get a little bit of this water. And they wait in that line, putting all of their hope and faith in a little well in the middle of nowhere, Mexico. Well, there's a little village in India, okay, just about 150 kilometers north of Delhi, India. One day, water began gushing out of a deserted tube well, and back in 1992, local villagers who bathed in this water reported that it had medicinal and magical qualities of the well that cured them of skin diseases. Word quickly spread, and now a constant stream of people visit the village daily to gain the benefits of the water. There is a 5-year-old polio victim that was reportedly cured to a large extent after bathing there. Wow. Most people who go into the water report physical improvements of some type. The ugly get beautiful. That was not in there. The man that owns the well, amen, he is reportedly asking for large sums of money from the people who wish to come and buy water from this well. And he has rejected many proposals of people that want to buy the well from him because he's making money off of that magical, mystical water that cures all of those physical ailments. I love the story that we read in the book of John chapter 5 about the Pool of Bethesda. It fascinates me, this Pool of Bethesda. There's a lot of interesting things that took place here, but it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful story. It's a wonderful story that how people that had needs could come to a place, they could tarry there and wait there until an angel came down and troubled the waters. And when the waters were troubled, the first person to get in the water was the one that received a miracle and was healed. They went away happy, rejoicing, and everybody else went away sad and disappointed and discouraged. But there was no money involved. There was just tarrying and waiting, and you never knew the time. You never knew when it was going to happen. It's amazing that people, you know, have such a hope for a miracle, isn't it? They put such hope in a miracle. There's 5 porches that have been built around the Pool of Bethesda. Some believe that these porches maybe have been built by some beneficiary of the Pool of Bethesda. They had been healed, and so they wanted to give a portion of their money to build a porch to cover those that were sitting around the pool and to protect them from the sun or such what. And so they had built these porches. Some believe it was just those that were benevolent people that were just kind and moved with compassion, that they wanted to help those that were sick and those that were sitting around the pool to help them as they tarried and waited and waited and waited. The pool fascinates me. We don't know, when did this start? How did it start? How did it start? Did somebody just go down to the pool that was sick? Maybe they stumbled and fell in the pool, or maybe how did they know what was going on? How did it start? We don't know. We don't know how it started from reading the Bible. The Bible just tells us it happened. Now, some people may say, well, you know, I don't believe this was God. I believe this was a work of the devil, and I believe the devil. Well, I don't believe that. Number one, if it was the devil that was doing it, I don't believe Jesus would have visited there. And he would have done an exorcism of some kind to deliver this place, right? I don't think it was a devil. And besides, it was an angel. And the Bible, when the Lord, when we read the scripture, the Lord don't denounce it or accuse it of anything that's bad, but it sounds like it was an act of God. That it was an angel from heaven that came down, that troubled the waters, and somebody received their miracle, and somebody received their touch. Man, when you read that story, it's amazing that they would sit and wait. We don't know the frequency. We don't know how often it took place. When we read this story, all we know that on occasion it would happen. Well, on occasion, come on, you know, I get a bright idea on an occasion. You know? I mean, how do we know how often that takes place? I mean, it could have, did it happen every day? Did it happen weekly? Did it happen monthly? Did it happen once a year? Was it kind of a scattered thing? Was it just like, you know, it might happen today and you may not see it for another 5 weeks, and then suddenly here it would happen again, and then the very next day the angel would come back again, and then you'd have to wait a whole year before. How do you know? What was the thing about this well? But however it happened, amen, there was results coming from the well, from this pool. Man, the pool of Bethesda, it did bring about results and people were healed. You know, it's amazing if there's hope. People in the world, they look for hope. You know that? When you are in a desperate need, you look for hope. You look for hope. Those that have chronic illnesses, man, they are looking for an answer. They're looking for any kind of hope that they can find. You know, that's how the snake oil salesman got rich. You know, it cures baldness. And for the man that has baldness, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have picked that subject, but for the man that has baldness, it was the hope of having hair one day again, that my hair might be restored. And the snake oil man would say, hey, it'll give you hair. And the hope, man, they would give the money to buy snake oil, rub it on their head every day, hoping to see if there was a little bit of hair that would pop out on top of their head. It's hope, right? The snake oil salesman sells it to the person, hey man, that's short. Now, why did I pick that? Because then one day he might grow tall. If you drink this, it'll make you grow. You'll get tall. I mean, he made money off that because people want hope. And you look around today, hey man, people want hope for their sickness, for their ailment, for their family, for their home. They are looking for just a little bit of hope. If they could find hope. Amen. I want to talk to you tonight about something better than Bethesda. Something better than Bethesda. Amen. I would like to know that there's something better than Bethesda. Amen. This man, he laid there for 38 years. Now that is a devoted member of the Bethesda Pool Club. That is a devoted for 38 years. How would you like to go to church and sit there and only have a good service once every 38 years? Wow. I mean, this man waited for so long. But you know, when we read this story, it illustrates to us the kindness of God, the mercy of God, the sympathy that God has for mankind, that he would have a tender heart towards those that are hurting, to those that are wounded, to those that are struggling, that God has a mind for them, and that even in a time of their desperation, God would give them a source of hope, that there would be an answer to their dilemma, that there would be an answer to the malady that they find themselves in. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Thank God for a God of mercy and a God that loves us. Amen. And a God, amen, that he cares so much for the needs that we have in our life tonight. If you're here tonight, you've got a need in your life. I want you to know God does care. God does care, and he knows all about it. And there, God is moved with compassion upon your need tonight. Hallelujah. But oh, thank God there's something better than Bethesda. Something better than Bethesda. I don't know how long Bethesda was in business. I don't know how it started. I don't know how long it continued on. We just get a little glimpse, just a little window in John chapter 5 about the Pool of Bethesda. It's never mentioned before. It's never mentioned afterwards. If you go on a Holy Land tour, they'll take you and they'll show you where the place where the Pool of Bethesda was, where they believe that this was the Pool of Bethesda. That's kind of an interesting, you know, interesting thing to see. But the thing that it meant, that I couldn't imagine, it was all down these stairs, way down. And you had to go down all these stairs, and there was this little bitty pool of Bethesda. Just a little place. No crowd, no sick, no troubled waters. Just a place that an archaeologist says, this is the pool. This is where it used to be. What put the Pool of Bethesda out of business? Think about it. What put the Pool of Bethesda out of business? They had a going thing here, man. People lined up all around them. People were sitting around this for years. This was not just a fly-by-night business. This man was there for 38 years. This wasn't just something that just came and went. I mean, there was people that from all over that was there tearing and waiting. I mean, it was a thriving business, the Pool of Bethesda. What put it out of business? What would change? What would change? This is just me, okay, in my little commentary, in my little mind. What was it that put the Pool of Bethesda out of business? What would make people give up hope that an angel would come down and stir the waters? What would make people that had sickness and disease and all these problems, what would make them leave that pool and walk away? Amen. You would think there'd still be people waiting out there. What would cause it to go out of business? I'll tell you what I think it was. It was just a short time later. Because it was on when the full day of Pentecost was fully come. And they were all with one mind and one accord. And the Holy Ghost descended. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. And then we hear Peter standing up and preaching to 3,000. Right? And them getting saved. And the whole city being stirred. There was a talk going on. You know that? There was a talk going on. And then people began to talk about what was going on in an upper room. Not deep down in a pool, but in an upper room, what was happening there. Amen. We find just a little bit later, it was on the Sabbath day that Peter, right? That they were all together. Amen. And the Holy Ghost descended again. Amen. They had prayed, Lord, grant unto us that we, God, we'd speak your word with boldness. And that was signs and wonders would follow us. Amen. Remember when they went to the temple? Amen. There was a lame man laying at a gate. Amen. I wonder if he was familiar with the Pool of Bethesda. Think about that. Did he know about the pool? Was this what he had been laid daily at the gate? Maybe he had given up hope at the pool. Maybe he was a little like that man that had laid there for 38 years that never got any help, and he gave up on it. He said, you know what? I'm not surviving down here. I might as well go up there and see what I can get at the temple. But they laid him at the gate of beautiful at the temple every day. Amen. And he waited there until these men of God came by. They looked down on him and they said, silver and gold have I none, but such I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the Bible says immediately his ankle bones began to get strength. Amen. He went leaping and jumping and praising God into the temple. Amen. Let me tell you what. I believe that was what put the Pool of Bethesda out of business. Amen. When the Holy Ghost started moving in Jerusalem, when the Holy Ghost came down, that's what put the pool of Bethesda out of business. Oh, yeah. How long did it take for word to spread down to those tarrying at a pool? You know the lame man? You know lame man. The one that sits at the gate beautiful. Did you hear what happened to him? Hallelujah. Maybe the lame man himself showed up as a witness. Amen. Maybe he came running around the pool. Yes, it's me, guys. It's me. I've been healed. Wait a minute. What happened to you? The water's not been troubled. No angel has come down. How did you get healed? I can't explain it to you. Amen. I really can't explain it to you. Amen. All I know, amen, is that one day these men came. Amen. They touched me. They lift me up. Amen. They said a few words, and the power of power flowed through me. Amen. And I was healed, and I was leaping and praising God. Amen. Something better than Bethesda. That's right. Amen. You know what? In our little town right now, we just got another sub shop. Man. Okay, that we've got everything from Penn Station to Subway to Quiznos. Now we got Firehouse. We've got everybody and their brother making a sub. You know why? What they're hoping is, one, they can build a better sub. And they'll put everybody else out of business. Let me tell you what. They haven't got Penn Station beat yet. They don't. They all claim, man, this is a sub. We got Jimmy John's. Do you have Jimmy John's out here? Jimmy John? You got Jimmy John? All right, we got Jimmy John. I mean, we've got them all. I can't imagine that many. They're all trying to put another one out of business. The only way it's going to happen, you got to build a better sub. Right? Hey, man, we got all different types of cars. You know how you put another car lot out of business? Build a better car. Hey, man, how do you put the other bakery out of business? Build a better donut. You got it. Yes, I mean, man, when you think that's how you put it out. How do you put the pool of Bethesda out of business? Hey, man, something better happened in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. All right. What made it better? Pentecost was better, amen, because of its source. Think about it. Amen. The pool of Bethesda, they had an angel come down and trouble the waters. A messenger from God came down and troubled the waters. Amen. But for Pentecost, what happened? God himself descended. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not just a little angel coming down. Amen. And troubling the waters and stirring waters. Amen. But this is God of heaven coming down. Amen. And moving among us and working among his people. Amen. This is a God that is able to come down. Amen. Right here in our midst. Amen. Not just troubling waters. Amen. But his presence filling up a space. Amen. And touching our lives. Amen. The God of heaven. Oh, thank God. That's much better than an angel. Amen. That the Holy Ghost would come down in this place and that God would move on hearts. Amen. It's better than Bethesda. It's better than Bethesda. Amen. God sent down his angel on an occasion. On an occasion. Praise God. Don't you know the Holy Spirit is dwelling among us today? The Holy Spirit is here among us right now. Amen. Don't know you not that you are a temple of the Holy Ghost? Amen. Don't you know that the Holy Spirit is here right now in this place? Amen. Don't you know that the Spirit of God is moving already? And the Spirit of God has been moving from the beginning of the service. Amen. God started moving in a prayer time. Amen. God started moving. Amen. On somebody's heart this afternoon. Amen. Somebody was feeling the Holy Ghost. Somebody was feeling the power of God. Let me tell you, God is here. His presence is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It wasn't just for a moment. Not just for a moment. Amen. But isn't it amazing how God's Spirit lingers and tarries, amen, to work among us and to accomplish his work in this service right now tonight. Amen. That God would begin to move on our hearts. Amen. Not just for a moment. Not just come by and touch us and then depart from us. But no, he tarries here. He hovers among us. Amen. To work in your life. Amen. Pentecost is better than Bethesda. Pentecost is better than Bethesda. Let me tell you why. Amen. The pool of Bethesda. One left happy. One left happy. And everybody else was disappointed. Amen. But in Pentecost, everybody leaves happy. Hallelujah. Everybody leaves rejoicing. Everybody leaves with a touch. Everybody really leaves with receiving something from God. You say, I didn't get healing. I didn't get a touch. Well, God moved for you, and God touched you in some way. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Amen. I think Pentecost is much better than Bethesda. Amen. I think it's much better than Bethesda. Amen. Here we are, and now the Spirit of God comes down. Amen. It's not just the first one to the altar tonight. Isn't that great? It's not the first one to touch the hem of Brother Hurst's sport coat. It's not the first one that can get up here and touch the podium. It's not the first one to fall into an altar. Amen. But it's whosoever will. Amen. If you've got a need. Amen. Every one of you. Amen. No matter what you are, heavy laden, come, come. Amen. Come and drink. Amen. Come and enjoy. Come and receive. It's whosoever will. Oh, let me tell you what, that's much better than Bethesda. Amen. Praise God. If Brother Richmond leaves shouting and rejoicing and happy and excited, man, and kicking up his heels, and everybody else has to leave with their head down. Amen. Discouraged because he was sitting up front in the spit zone, brother, and he beat them right down to the altar, and they didn't have a chance. That guy is like lightning, man. He is so fast. He was down there, and I couldn't even get my hand on the pew to pull myself up, and he was there. Amen. It don't matter if you're the first one in the altar. Amen. The last one in the altar. Amen. It don't matter if you can't even get to an altar. Amen. There's some that got their touch before they could ever get out of their pew. Amen. Thank God for Pentecost. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You know, Pentecost is better than Bethesda. One person had to get into the water right after it was troubled, and they received their touch. But the way I read it about Pentecost and the Holy Ghost, amen, is sometimes Peter walking down the street. Amen, they would go out and they would get their sick and they'd lay them in the street. That just the shadow of Peter might pass over them. Amen. You know what? I believe there is being healed because of that faith and believing. Amen. What God was going to do for them. And just the shadow of Peter. I don't know how many walked out rejoicing after Peter passed by, but I believe there was a number of them that received a touch from heaven. Hallelujah. I believe that not tonight, just one, but many of you can receive your touch. Let me tell you why Pentecost is better than Bethesda. Pentecost is better than Bethesda because, you know, Bethesda was one little spot and you had to go to the pool. Right? So what if you weren't in Jerusalem? You had to make a journey to Jerusalem if you wanted to get to the pool. Bethesda, you had to make a journey. You had to go there. You had to go there. But you know what? Hey, man, with Pentecost, it's not just one pool. I'm so glad today we don't have to make a journey all the way over to Jerusalem. Amen. Journey down into some steps and find a little bitty pool and sit there and wait for it to be troubled so that we can be the first one in. Amen. Isn't it awesome that God can move right where we're at tonight? Hallelujah. Isn't it awesome that our God, amen, is able to move here? Amen. Right now, I hope he's moving back in Granite City. Amen. I hope he's moving in some other churches around us. Amen. This water is troubled in a lot of different places. Amen. God's able to move. Hallelujah. That's great to know, no matter where you're at, no matter where you're at. Hallelujah. Man, we requested prayer for Sister Chrisman. Is that right? She's not here tonight. But I believe the water can be troubled where she's at right now. Amen, because we can pray, right? The Spirit of God. Amen, we prayed for Sister Carr. She's here, and the water can be troubled for her. Amen, what about you? You're here. Amen, what about your children? Maybe they're not here tonight. Maybe they're lost and away from God. But I believe that God can trouble the waters where they're at as well. Amen, you know what? We're not limited to a space. We're not limited to a location. Amen, but God is able to move wherever we're at right now. Amen. Pentecost is better than Bethesda. Pentecost is better than Bethesda. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. When I read about the pool of Bethesda, man, all those people gathered around. All those people gathered around. And something better happened. And word started to spread. Amen. That people were being healed by these Christians. By these followers of Christ. Right? Amen. People said, I mean, it wasn't just one. It was one right after another. Word begins to spread. How fast do you think that the pool of Bethesda emptied out? How fast do you think they flooded out of that place? Amen. They was getting people to carry them. Blind people were groping down the street. Amen. Those that couldn't walk were begging somebody, please take me out of this place. Take me to where the followers of Christ are at. Amen. Take me to those men that are doing miracles. Oh, hallelujah. They probably began to move in that direction. I believe that God's still moving in the, right? I believe that Pentecost is still happening. Pool of Bethesda is just an afterthought. All we have is just a little window in the scripture, the Pool of Bethesda. But let me tell you what, the water of the Holy Ghost has been troubled now for years. Amen, for generations. Amen. The water has never stopped. It's always true. And it's still reaching out to souls today. Oh, hallelujah. Reaching out to souls today. Amen. I believe that God just touched Sister Ruth's mom. Amen. And I believe God healed her. I'm praying that God would heal my mother. My mom needs a healing in her body. Needs a miracle. You know what? But I believe that God's able to trouble the waters. I don't know if she is able to make it to church tonight or not. I don't know if she's able to be there. Amen. But no matter if she is or if she isn't. Amen. I know the waters of the Holy Ghost can flow to wherever she's at right now. And God can touch her body and heal her. Amen. And restore her. He can do it for you right now. Amen. I believe the Lord's already spoken to us. Amen. That he wants to touch your life and touch your heart. Amen. It's right here. It's right now. Hallelujah. You know why the waters are still troubled at Pentecost? The Pentecostal waters are still troubled? There's nothing better that's come along. There's nothing better. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand with me if you would. Dear Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, move for us now. Amen. Would you lift your hands into heaven? Let's pray. Let's ask God to move on these needs tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I tell you one other reason why Pentecost is better than the Pool of Bethesda? Because when I read about the Pool of Bethesda, I read that, yes, there was many different types of sicknesses there. But the only thing that it cured, from what I read in the scripture, is it cured sickness and disease. Right? I mean, but Pentecost is not limited to just your sickness. Amen. I believe that Pentecost, amen, can heal your spiritual malady that you're facing in your life right now. Amen. If you're discouraged and down, I believe that Pentecost can do a miracle in your life today. I believe that it can be the emotional cure that you're needing in your life right now. I believe it can be the cure to the relationship, amen, in your life that's dissolving or breaking up. I believe that Pentecost can be the answer to that. I've seen the Holy Ghost move on the broken home, the broken marriage, amen, children that is away from God. I've seen God move, and I know that the Holy Ghost is still moving in that way. Amen, I believe the Holy Ghost, amen, not only can move on all those needs, He can move on your sickness. He can move on your disease. Hallelujah. Whatever you need from God tonight, He's more than able. He's more than able to do it in this altar right now. Hallelujah. Church, what we need is for the Holy Ghost to come down. Amen. To move in this place once again. For the Spirit of God to hover over us. For the Spirit of God to move on our hearts right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I ask you, would you lift your hands, lift your voice to heaven. Amen. Call out to God. Amen. Call out to the Holy Spirit. Dear Holy Ghost, move on us tonight, Lord. God, you know the need that we have in our life right now. Lord, you know the need of these people. And God, I know, Lord Jesus, God, with the move of your Spirit, God, that you can touch us, that you can heal, that you can work in our life tonight, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. If you believe that what's here tonight is better than the pool of Bethesda, amen, and you've got a need in your life, amen, why don't you come? Why don't you find a place at this altar? Amen. Why don't you, what better than that? Why don't you just come and stand with your hands lifted to heaven? Amen. And let the Holy Spirit come down upon you and let God begin to do something in your life. Amen. Let God begin to work on your life right now. Amen. The Holy Ghost can move. Amen. The Holy Ghost can touch your life. Amen. You leave here rejoicing. Leave here touched by the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, what you have for us, Lord. God, what you have for us right now, Lord. Oh, God, we need the Holy Ghost. We need the power of God. We need the Holy Ghost to flow over us. Oh, God, move on us now, Lord.
Over me. Lord, refreshing. Filling, oh, reviving me, hallelujah. There is a hunger, and it's deep down inside of me, for the power of your Spirit, Lord, to flow over me. God, I want the power of your Spirit, Lord, to flow over me. Hallelujah. You know the needs, Lord. Oh, refreshing, refilling, and reviving me. Hallelujah. There is a hunger, and it's deep down inside of me, for the power of your Spirit, Lord, to flow over me. Oh, they were gathered together in a room.
to flow over me. Oh, I need the power, God, of your Spirit, Lord, to flow over me. Hallelujah. Oh, refresh me. Refill me, Lord. Revive my soul. Oh, there is a hunger, and it's deep down inside of me, Lord, for the power of your Spirit to flow over me. Oh, Lord, I hunger and I thirst for a touch of God. Oh, help me experience revival today. Breathe on us now, oh, breath of God. Pour his power upon me, I pray. Lord, I want the power of your Spirit, oh God, to flow over me. Refreshing, refilling, Lord, reviving me. There is a hunger, and it's deep down inside of me, for the power of your Spirit, oh, to flow over me. Hallelujah. God, I need the power of your Spirit, Lord, to flow over me.
Refreshing, refilling,
all right,
reviving me. There is a hunger, and it's deep down inside of me, for the power of your Spirit to flow over me. Oh, I want the power of your Spirit to flow over me.
Oh,
refreshing, refilling, reviving me. Oh, there is a hunger, and it's deep down inside of me, for the power of your Spirit to flow over me. They were gathered together in a room one day. So sad and lonely that their master had been taken away. Suddenly a mighty wind blew through the air, and the power of your Spirit indwelt in there. Of your Spirit to flow over me.
Oh,
refreshing, refilling, reviving me.